We're back on In Focus News Radio KMAN. I'm Brandon Peoples, talking today with Mayor Ushiretti and City Manager Ron Fear from the City of Manhattan. They have a meeting tonight, 7 p.m., City Hall. And seating for the public is limited to just 29. If you don't feel comfortable doing that, you can always stream those online, cityofmhk.com/TV. It's also on Cox Cable Channel 3 and the city's Facebook page as well. We have a link shared to that if you need to on our K-Man Facebook page. We get into the agenda here tonight, and there's some public hearings. Got three public hearings tonight. The first one, I think a lot of people are excited about here in the community, because it has to do with a new convenience store that we don't have here in Manhattan. And Ron, I'll let you kind of start things off.
Sure. So this is the location where the previous Oppie's gas station currently is. It's been closed for a period of time, but Oppie's is looking at locating there. And interestingly enough, there's an old utility easement that is on a portion of the property. It's interesting that clear back in 1948, there used to be an alley on the south side of the property between there and the railroad tracks, and that was abandoned. Back in 1948, so it was transferred back to the adjacent property owners. But there's still a utility line easement there on a portion of that what would have been the property line with the alley, and they'd like to build on that. There's nothing in the utility line, so there's no reason for it not to be vacated. And that's the action really in front of the commission tonight, is to consider the request and hold a public hearing, which is required by law, on the vacation of that utility easement. In that process of vacating a utility easement, we notify all the utility companies about that aspect and whether or not anybody has any services that we're not aware of that are near it or in it, and or plans to and desires to want to use it. So that's all ran its course. Nobody has any interest, none of the utilities, in having it available for services, but we'll hold the public hearing about other folks that might have an interest in that utility easement. And if not, the commission can take action to start that vacation process, so it transfers to the adjacent property owner as well, much like that alley was done back in 1948. So that'd be a good trivia question as to who was mayor in 1948. So see if people read the packets.
Yeah. Well, that's very interesting. And so assuming that takes place here and there's no opposition to this, how soon would we see construction starting out there?
You know, I'm not sure about that. Obviously, there's it's already used as a gas station and a small convenience component, so there's not a zoning issue for it at all. So it's just a matter of when the Casey's retail folks move forward with that transformation. So, and I'm not aware of what those plans are, but obviously their engineering company is here requesting that work, so they're very interested.
All right, we've got a couple callers. We'll get to the first one here. Good morning. You're on In Focus.
Yeah, good morning. Great to have Casey's coming here. They have 2,200 outlets nationwide. They're a pretty big company, pretty solid. I think they'll be around a while. Next question is, what happened to the Brahms deal out west? Did our sign ordinance run them off again, or is that back on, or what's the story?
Now, they're still in the process. You might recall their original, they had indicated that they didn't, this particular store was further back on their list of construction, and I'm sure COVID has stopped them, has slowed them down some, but it was originally planned to be in 21 construction, and I think in the latter part of 21 is when it's was originally targeted for construction. So they're still very interested in coming.
All right. Thank you, Paul, for the call. I think our other caller dropped off, so if they want to call back, they certainly can. 537-1350. Yeah, you know, there's a lot of buzz, obviously, with anytime we have anything new coming into the community. But that location in particular, I think, would be a great use for that, just because it's the entry point into Manhattan and in and out of Manhattan, really.
Yeah, I obviously you've got the you're talking about the Casey's area.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. So that obviously next to the conference center there, and lots of traffic and folks needing the convenience store gas. It's with a signal there, so access is relatively easy. It is a real it's somewhat of a small site, so but I think they'll as the caller indicated, they've done this several times, so they've got a lot of stores and they've learned how to lay those out pretty well.
Yeah, we've got another caller here just called in. Good morning, you're on In Focus.
Good morning. This is a quick question. So we signed up to coach soccer last spring, and we still have all the equipment. We've tried contacting Parks and Rec, but there's no answer. Do you know when or how we can turn those in?
You can just drop it by City Hall anytime. We're open here, and customer service can get a hold of somebody to come out and get that equipment, or you can just leave it there with them and somebody will take care of it.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
Hey, you bet. Thank you.
All right. Time to take a break. We'll come back and talk more on the agenda here for the City Commission when we return on In Focus, News Radio KMAN.